A young perspective on hot-button issues around the world. This is The Hub.
Hello and welcome to The Forefront, where we explore stories of China's governance among Guan in Beijing. A vast country like China has gained hands-on experience in fostering local development, from bustling metropolises to tranquil rural landscapes. In China's southernmost tip lies Hainan, a sun-kissed paradise and a pioneer in China's reform and opening up. In recent years, President Xi Jinping has guided Hainan's development beyond its role as a trade hub to transform it into an economic powerhouse through its island-wide free trade port. Embracing the concept of new quality productive forces, how is Hainan advancing development in the free trade port? How has Hainan enhanced the industries through technological innovation? In this episode of The Forefront, we talk to Feng Fei, the secretary of the CPC Hainan Provincial Committee.
Secretary Feng Fei, thank you for accepting CMG's interview amid your busy schedule.
I'm honored.
Secretary Feng Fei, we know that Hainan has a very unique geographic location. It is the bright pearl on the South China Sea, and in fact, if we think about it, it has played a very important role in the course of the development of the whole Chinese society. It is one of the first five economic pilot zones in China, and the first free trade port of Chinese characteristics. Having worked in Hainan for more than 3 years, we would like to know how would you evaluate the economic and social development of Hainan? And what do you see as the future path and strategic direction for Hainan's growth?
Hainan was founded for the important purpose of establishing a province-wide special economic zone. We could say that Hainan was born of and rose from the reform and opening up. We are currently accelerating the construction of a free trade port of Chinese characteristics with world influence. This is a major national strategy that General Secretary Xi Jinping personally planned, deployed, and promoted. In recent years, Hainan has firmly executed the decisions and deployment of the CPC Central Committee, implemented the new development concept in a complete and accurate manner. The running of the economy is picking up speed. The growth rate of the main economic indicators is among the top tier of the country. The construction of the free trade port has taken shape, and the momentum of high-quality development is increasingly visible. In recent years, to promote high-quality development of the economy, we are breaking away with great determination from the dependence on real estate. Instead, Hainan is accelerating the construction of a modern industrial system characterized by the four pillars, three strengths, and three premium service sectors. The goal is to increase the quality, resilience, and competitiveness of Hainan's economic growth. The four pillars refers to the four leading industries, including tourism, modern service industry, high-tech industry, and tropical agriculture. All leading industries account for 62.4% of GDP, an increase of 11 percentage points from 2018, becoming the pillar and engine of Hainan's economic development. The three strengths refers to leveraging the advantages of Hainan's climate temperature, ocean depth, and geographic latitude to develop seed breeding, deep sea and aerospace industries. Let me elaborate. Higher temperature is suitable for the development of seed breeding. Deep sea is favorable for the development of marine industry, especially deep sea science and technology. And low latitude is especially suitable for the development of the space industry because the launch cost of space rockets will be lower. And the three premium service sectors are high-end shopping, medical and education, where we hope to lure back outbound consumptions. Hainan is driving the growth of new quality productive forces. The Yazhou Bay Seed Laboratory is operating in full swing. The Sanya Marine Lab and the Deep Space Exploration Laboratory Base in Wenchang have been set up. The Hainan quantum technology base broke ground. This means major technological and innovative progresses are being made in land, sea, and air. These are also key areas where we are poised to cultivate new quality productive forces. The level of innovation-driven development has been enhanced significantly. As for the positioning of Hainan's future development, it's been made clear when General Secretary Xi Jinping in April 2018 requested Hainan to transform into a pilot zone for furthering all-round reform and opening up, a national pilot zone for ecological conservation, a service zone for implementing China's major strategies, and an international tourism and consumption destination. Visiting Hainan in April 2022, he asked us to accelerate the construction of a free trade port of Chinese characteristics with world influence. We strive to build the Hainan Free Trade Port into a distinctive flagship, an important gateway for China's opening up in the new era. If we compare the linkage between two most active markets in the world today, the mega domestic market and the vast Southeast Asian market, to the Arabic number 8, then Hainan is at the intersection of the figure. We also often imagine that if we turn the number 90 degrees horizontally, it then becomes the symbol for infinity, which properly means endless potential.
Hainan, an island dubbed China's Hawaii for its tropical weather and scenery, has been transformed into a world-class free trade hub. The province covers 35,000 square kilometers in southern China. It is said to be a game-changer in China's economic development, initiating independent customs operations throughout the whole island by the end of 2025. Hainan has been a paradigm of China's reform and opening up in the new era. More than 180 policies and measures on tariffs exemptions and trade and investment facilitation have gone into effect to support the development of the free trade port.
中国特色自由贸易港,
Secretary Feng, you just mentioned building FTP with Chinese characteristics. Hainan will start independent customs operations in 2025, which is seen as the government's top priority. Could you elaborate on what independent customs operations means? Why is it so important? What roadmap does the Hainan province have in place? What progress has been made thus far?
Achieving independent customs operations will be a milestone for the construction of Hainan's free trade port. And it is also of vital importance for Hainan's high-quality development. The Hainan Free Trade Port implements the policy system of free trade facilitation of opening the first line and controlling the second line. Once realized, trade and investment activities between Hainan and the rest of the world will be more frequent, freer, and more convenient. It will enable Hainan to converge the global elements, better allocate global resources, which will demonstrate vividly how China's door of opening up will not be closed, rather it will only be opened wider and wider. Investors from home and abroad, as well as local people of Hainan, will be greatly impacted. Under the requirements of the CPC Central Committee and General Secretary Xi Jinping, we've prioritized the process of independent customs operations during the construction of the Hainan Free Trade Port. We are making all-out efforts to make sure to reach the goal on schedule. The country has specifically formulated the Law of the People's Republic of China on Hainan Free Trade Port, providing legal guarantee for key policies of Hainan's Free Trade Port, which should boost the confidence of global investors. The General Secretary emphasized that the construction of the Hainan Free Trade Port is a complex systemic project. We are also fully aware that the independent customs operations would not be realized overnight. Rather, we will take a step-by-step approach and carry out stress tests. Drastic changes should not be happening at the moment when the independent customs operations is realized. Sufficient numbers of stress tests on various policies should be carried out beforehand to ensure a smooth transition.
The market would be more effective only if the government is more proactive.
Right. When we say the government could be more proactive, planning is one important aspect. Another aspect is the policy. When it comes to Hainan Free Trade Port, the central government and relevant state ministries and commissions issued more than 180 policies, building a firm foundation for the Hainan Free Trade Port policies. Fundamentally, we need an effective market that allows full competition, which in turn further stimulates the market to be more vital and innovative.
I hope Hainan can achieve results to your satisfaction.
As the free trade port develops rapidly, a green and low-carbon transformation across both the economy and society significantly alters the industrial structure, energy mix, and consumption patterns. For instance, we are in the process of transitioning Hainan into a clean energy island. Hainan's clean energy installed capacity has reached 78.5% by the end of 2023, exceeding the national average by nearly 18.4%. This underscores that a substantial share of Hainan's energy consumption comes from clean and renewable resources. We are also expediting the progress of offshore wind power and photovoltaic technologies. The former is now utilized for the production of hydrogen and green methanol, addressing the challenge of greening and low-carbonizing our fuel resources. We also encourage the integration of eco-friendly industries into our economic structure and industrial development. Thirdly, we are dedicated to advocating green and low-carbon lifestyles. For instance, we have proposed a ban on the sale of gasoline vehicles across the entire island by 2030. Hainan's pioneering initiative to phase out gasoline cars may be one of the earliest globally. In comparison, California in the United States is considering a similar measure around 2035.
What is the percentage of new energy vehicles among the newly registered vehicles on Hainan Island at present?
Out of every two newly purchased vehicles in Hainan, one is an electric vehicle, representing a 50% share.
California is considered a trailblazer in the United States for new energy vehicles, but Hainan is making greater strides than California.
That's our plan.
The Hainan gibbon is a critically endangered species only found on the highland of Hainan. Farming and human activities in the 1980s threatened its survival, though this is no longer the case. The number of rainforest elves observed has increased in the past 3 years, reaching 37 now in habitat. This comes with Hainan's efforts to protect its natural treasures and resources. In 2019, the pilot system of Hainan Tropical Rainforest National Park was officially launched, taking the protection of the Hainan gibbon to an unprecedented level.
You mentioned green and sustainable development. We know that Hainan has secured a 2 billion yuan fund from the central government through the Shan Shui Initiative. How does Hainan plan to leverage these funds to advance sustainable and green initiatives across the province? What other initiatives is Hainan exploring in provincial green financing beyond central government support?
Hainan's natural beauty isn't just a local treasure. It is shared by all Chinese and people around the world. Preserving the lush mountains and rivers, blue seas and skies of Hainan is crucial for us all. Among the initial five national parks established in China, the Hainan Tropical Rainforest National Park stands out. It features the most concentrated and best preserved area of continental island tropical rainforest with the most diverse types and the largest contiguous area in the country. Recognized as a national treasure, its most valuable aspect is its rich biodiversity. The flagship species, the Hainan gibbon, once on the verge of extinction, has rebounded from four groups with 30 gibbons in 2019 to six groups with 37 gibbons.
生态环境
Ensuring Hainan's unique ecological environment continues to thrive rather than deteriorate requires substantial financial support. The 山水 Initiative aligns with the principles of Xi Jinping's thought on ecological civilization, garnering widespread attention. We prioritize this initiative and are committed to utilizing financial resources in a scientific, standardized, and efficient manner, ensuring that every penny is used effectively. In terms of green financing, we focus on several key aspects. Firstly, we are dedicated to strengthening the policy and regulatory framework for green finance. Secondly, we've issued green bonds. Hainan has made history as the first province to issue biodiversity-themed green bonds in the Chinese mainland. Hainan issued a 5 billion yuan offshore RMB bond in Hong Kong, comprising 1 billion yuan for biodiversity-themed green bonds, 1 billion yuan for blue bonds, and 3 billion yuan for sustainable development bonds. The biodiversity-themed green bonds primarily support projects related to the restoration of bay ecosystems, cultivation and maintenance of mangroves, and enhancement of habitats for birds, aquatic plants, and animals. Thirdly, we have set up government guidance funds, ramping up investments in the green sector. In 2022, Hainan's finance allocated 10 billion yuan to establish the Hainan Free Trade Port Construction Investment Fund. By the end of October 2023, four sub-funds in the green sector have been established, amassing a total fund exceeding 4 billion yuan. Fourthly, we are exploring carbon trading model. In March 2022, an international carbon emission trading center has been approved for establishment in Hainan Free Trade Port. Within the same year, the center successfully completed its first cross-border carbon transaction with a volume exceeding 10,000 tons. Fifth, we encourage the listing of green enterprises. We've set up a reserve resource list for companies in line for public listing with a specific emphasis on supporting environmentally conscious businesses committed to ecological preservation. This support allows these enterprises to access various levels of the capital market for financing, promoting high-quality development in green and low-carbon initiatives.
Hainan's exhibition industry has become a hallmark for the province, particularly through events such as the Guo Forum for Asia and the China International Consumer Products Expo. How do you evaluate the influence of the exhibition industry on Hainan's broader economy and society? Looking ahead, where do you see potential for Hainan to enhance openness and cooperation?
Certainly, the exhibition industry in Hainan is thriving, serving as a key driver in the modern service sector. It acts as a vital catalyst in regional economic growth and urban development, while also providing a global gateway of opportunity. The central government's decision to host major events like the BFA and the CICPE in Hainan holds profound significance. It enhances Hainan's capacity to align with the national agenda, broaden its external engagement, facilitate economic circulation, drive industrial upgrades, and raise Hainan's international influence. With 22 successful sessions already held, the BFA will hold its annual meeting in 2024 by the end of March. The BFA is an important platform of global vision for international interaction. The China International Consumer Products Expo has successfully organized three sessions and is recognized as one of the four national exhibitions. The fourth CICPE is scheduled to take place in Haikou from April 13th to 18th this year. We extend a warm welcome to everyone to participate, and we particularly value the support from the China Media Group for the CICPE. The exhibition industry significantly propels various sectors in Hainan, with one unit of economic output in this industry generating 7 times more output in other sectors. This substantial impact has greatly fueled growth in retail, dining, hotels, transportation, and beyond. In February of this year, the National Immigration Administration made a significant decision to expand the permitted purposes of visa-free entry into Hainan Province for citizens from 59 countries. Beyond tourism, individuals are now granted visa-free entry for purposes such as business, visits, and conference attendance, allowing a stay of up to 30 days. This policy represents a highly favorable development for the growth of Hainan's exhibition industry. Additionally, we are committed to organizing green and low-carbon exhibitions. Last year's CICPE was successfully held as a zero-carbon event, standing as a pivotal platform for Hainan to showcase its dedication to global green and low-carbon practices.
When I saw the number 59, I was a bit surprised because it represents 59 countries and regions, including developed nations like the United States, the Middle East, our friends from Belt and Road Initiative countries, and many European countries. It covers a wide range of regions worldwide, Latin American countries, and beyond. As you mentioned earlier, it's not just about tourism. People can come to Hainan for a vacation, enjoy the sunshine, and they can also come for short-term work, business visits, and various other reasons.
Certainly, at present, this is the situation. But I believe that as the development of the free trade port progresses, the convenience for foreigners to visit Hainan will continue to improve.
When people think of Hainan, it's often their top vacation choice, especially during the chilly winter when they crave sunshine and beach walks. It's not just Haikou and Sanya. Places like Wenchang are gaining attention for aerospace tourism. Secretary Feng, in the past few months, we've visited various countries, including Russia and Serbia. Surprisingly, many locals not only know about Hainan, but have either visited or expressed a keen interest in traveling there. How do you assess the development of Hainan's tourism industry? Are you content with its progress? And what untapped potential do you foresee for the future of Hainan's tourism industry?
Hainan, with a local population of just over 10 million, saw a remarkable surge in visitors last year, with over 90 million journeys made by both domestic and international travelers. During the 8-day Spring Festival holiday this year, Hainan achieved record-breaking tourist numbers and revenue, receiving over 9.5 million visits. This impressive figure accounts for about one-tenth of the total visitors from the entire previous year. Hainan is becoming a sought-after destination for both Chinese and international tourists. As you mentioned, more foreigners who wish to explore and experience the island are appealed by Hainan's pristine beaches, sunny weather, and lush tropical rainforests. We appreciate everyone's good impression of Hainan. In recent years, our efforts in hosting major events like the Hainan Island Carnival, the Hainan Island International Film Festival, the Round Hainan Regatta, and the Tour of Hainan have effectively transformed Hainan's tourism landscape, shifting from a traditional golden week to a golden month and a golden season. Leveraging the Wenchang spacecraft launch site, we are actively integrating space exploration with tourism, creating a destination that combines sightseeing, travel, science education, entertainment, dining, and hotel facilities. The Hainan Coastal Highway, more than just connecting coastal sceneries, is a groundbreaking project that signifies the integration of smart transportation and tourism. Once completed, it'll stand as the world's longest road, featuring smart cars, reliable energy, intelligent road infrastructure, real-time cloud services, and serving as an open testing route for intelligent network applications. Hainan not only presents unique Li and Miao cultures and a diverse ethnic tapestry, but also boasts a rich historical and cultural heritage. The island is home to literary legacies of Su Dongpo, a renowned Chinese writer and poet, vibrant maritime traditions, the distinctive Hainan opera, and the actual setting for the Red Detachment of Women, a well-known Chinese ballet.
As we wrap up, with this interview reaching a global audience, many are expressing their affection for Hainan, keen to visit there. Could you share a brief message in English?
Dear friends, Hainan enjoys a precedent, eco-environment, favorable economic and trade policies, and outstanding location advantages. It is a place with abundant development opportunities and a bright future. We sincerely invite you to visit Hainan, beautiful, open, and welcoming. It will be your ideal destination for vacation, investment, and work.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Secretary Feng, thank you for doing this.
During the interview, Secretary Feng Fei told us about Hainan's ambitious blueprint for economic modernization, namely harnessing the island's distinctive strength to drive technological innovation and sustainable development. Gazing beyond the year 2025, Secretary Feng depicted the future of the Hainan Free Trade Port marked by prosperity and growth. All these transformative endeavors strategically aligned with the mission to develop new quality productive forces underscore Hainan's unwavering commitment to progress. And with Hainan actively embracing this key concept, there's much more to look forward to in the future of the economic powerhouse in South China. That will do it for this edition of Forefront. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Wang Guan in Beijing. Our coverage of Chinese governance will continue. Stay tuned.
~2500 years ago, an old man rode on his buffalo and headed west of China. Before he vanished into the wild, he left behind a book of 5,000 words, which for the next 2.5 millennia would have shaped the Chinese way of thinking. Subscribe to the Sayings of Lao Tzu and find out why generals with wisdom yield after winning the ultimate battle, and how staying behind just might help you get ahead of others. The Sayings of Lao Tzu is available on all major podcast platforms.